From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The White House says it supports the cuts in Pentagon spending proposed by Defense Secretary Robert Gates, cuts that would eliminate thousands of jobs and a major military command based in Virginia. Gates says what he calls a culture of endless money at the Pentagon must be replaced with a culture of saving and restraint.
Instilling habits of restraint, of subtracting as well as adding, of elevating affordability on a par with desirability, is a project of years in the making.
Gates says the cuts he's proposing are aimed at heading off steeper, unwise reductions in defense spending. The death toll from the mudslides in China has jumped to more than 700, and hundreds more are missing. Grief-stricken family members are looking for their loved ones. Search crews have found a man alive. He was trapped in a collapsed apartment building for more than 2 days. BP engineers are drilling the last 100 feet of a relief well that will open the way for a final sealing of the blown-out oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. They're keeping an eye on some stormy weather in the eastern Gulf that could pass near the well site. The oil spill has held the nation's attention in recent months, but in New Orleans, the city is still rebuilding from Hurricane Katrina nearly 5 years ago. The city's schools were subpar before Katrina, but they're showing some signs of improvement. Students in New Orleans begin returning to class later this week. Volunteers from church youth groups across the country have been working this summer to paint and spruce up rundown school buildings. Teenagers brought together by a group called Sun Servants were painting classrooms in the Paul Habens Elementary School. Third grade teacher Fane Bias had a smile on her face as she watched.
The building is full of teenagers and they're like busy bees. They're painting all the walls. Our draft classrooms are now alive and they're beautiful. And I'm just so happy.
One of the volunteers was Thomas Summer, a high school student from North Carolina.
It's just an honor to me to help people. I've seen a whole other side of life that I've never noticed before, and it's just been really great.
The painting blitz is being supervised by volunteer coordinator Troy Pelliquin. He says after a few days of intense work, there's a point where everyone in the building can feel the school being transformed.
It's hard. It's like a tingling. Yeah, it's when the school stops looking depressing and stops looking neglected and looks like a school.
Pelliquin says the students will be wide-eyed when they finally walk into the school later this week.
Those kids left a school that looked bad are coming back to a school that looks beautiful.
The Haven School is one of nearly two dozen in New Orleans where the school year is being extended by 5 weeks to increase classroom time for the city's poorest and most disadvantaged children. This is NPR News from Washington. The House meets in a special session today to act on legislation aimed at saving the jobs of hundreds of thousands of public school teachers as well as other state and government workers. NPR's Andrea Seabrook says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi summoned lawmakers back to Washington for the vote.
Pelosi said the situation is urgent enough that she called lawmakers to Washington for a one-day session that interrupts their August recess. Lawmakers will debate and vote on the bill in one day and then, very likely, jet out of Washington as fast as they jetted in. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News.
The Federal Reserve's Policymaking Open Market Committee meets in Washington today. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports there's speculation they will take new steps to keep the economic recovery from sputtering out.
The Fed is under some pressure to come up with new ways to encourage faster growth. One idea would be for the Fed to purchase more mortgage-backed securities and government debt. That would essentially pump money into the financial system to encourage lending. Officials also could try to reassure the financial markets by emphasizing in the statement they issue that they are likely to keep interest rates low for the foreseeable future. But the Fed could also adopt a wait-and-see approach. The meeting takes place at a time when the U.S. economy is growing, but at a relatively slow pace, and the unemployment rate remains at 9.5%. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
A flight attendant for JetBlue Airlines is in custody in New York. Police say he got into an argument with a passenger, berated him on the PA system, then deployed an emergency slide and left the plane. Air traveler Phil Catalanet says it could have been worse.
You don't want to see a flight attendant lose their cool like that. And I'm glad it happened on the ground.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support.